Okay, I'm going to start. My name's Al Alcalde. I'm a training officer with the Clark County Fire Department in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the story, I've been in the fire service almost 30 years now, and the story I'm going to share with you for, I understand this is for younger fire and EMS folks getting starting their career, so I want to share an incident that I was on earlier in my career when I was a young paramedic in Portland, Oregon. It was in the early 80s, and we were dispatched. If those of you that have been to the Northwest understand the weather issues there, and we were dispatched in January, usually typically poor weather in the Northwest in Portland, and on a two-lane highway, and where typically high speeds would occur. And it was on a vehicle accident. We got there fairly quickly and had lots of bystanders stating that, you know, they saw the vehicle go off the road and flip several times into a tall grass. We were the first responders. We got to the location and found a victim in the vehicle, single person in the vehicle. As I looked around, it was a little bit eerie because I thought, you know, something not right. I just felt there was something not right, that maybe something more from this incident. We had several vehicles there. We had an engine, a rescue, even a truck was there in case they needed extrication. And all these units there, you know, I was on the rescue, and I looked around and after we were treating the one patient and who wasn't really hurt that badly, which was kind of surprising. And you know, I had this feeling like there was something else out there. Well, we closed the call, went back to quarters, and the next morning we got a call, and they said that they were looking for another person that was in that vehicle. And I thought, well, it can't be, you know. We did look around the immediate area and didn't find anybody, and they sent out a crew, and they found a second victim that was out in the grass from that incident. So I guess the story is that, you know, not all time bystanders are going to tell the truth. Not all the time. The victim, in this case, was a little bit coherent, but was under the influence of alcohol. So you just need to be a little more thorough. And from what I learned from that incident is that, you know, no matter what people tell me or no matter what, you know, my feelings are, that I'm always going to look around a little bit further, you know, in this case that, you know, the victim probably was dead, but you don't know that for sure. So that's my story.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.